Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And he is looking to be the first Orioles starting pitcher to record an out in the eighth inning this year. Dean Kramer went seven twice. Sagano's gone seven twice, and here's a slow roller. Holiday gets it over to first. Sagano retires Renifo. Seven and a third innings, a new season high for an Oriole pitcher. And that's going to be the end of the night for Sagano. Could be Eflin's final pitch today, and it's grounded to shortstop. Henderson a clean pick. On the run, he ends a scoreless fifth, and Zach Eflin, after allowing two runs in the first, shuts the Angels down through the next four.
Kevin Brown with the calls on Mass, and you heard my guy Tomoyuki Sagano go seven and a third Friday night, first Orioles starter to get an out in the eighth inning. Zach Eflin goes five. The defense didn't do him favors in the first, but he gets the win going five, giving up just two. We've liked what we've seen from Cade Povich for the most part. Dean Kramer has had back-to-back nice starts. Obviously, Morton and Gibson are trash, but is the rest of the rotation starting to stabilize a little bit?
I mean, yes, absolutely. I think my caveat would be Eflin's missed a lot of time for a guy who hasn't been here that long. So I am, that gets me a little bit concerned. And this is all new to Sagano. Even the pitching in a five-man rotation and not a six-man rotation. And I think pitching in some of the elements as we get into the summer and the extreme heat and the expanded travel. Japan, much smaller country than obviously, I'm not going to just say U.S. because we've got Canada as well. So I think there are some variables there that bear monitoring, but like I can't quibble with what that guy's doing at all.
Yeah, by the way, him specifically, he's much better than we ever could have expected.
He's dealing. I mean, his splitty now is becoming a premium pitch. Like the league's batting 200 off of it. They're slugging just 291 off it. He has 15 strikeouts on the splitter and 11 on his other five pitches combined. Like it's pretty clear that he's commanding this thing now. He has a lot of confidence in it. He'll throw it early in a count. He'll throw it later in a count. Like we needed to see a premium pitch emerge for him because the velo is the velo and the command is essential, but the command isn't always going to be plus-plus. He needed a pitch that he could get swing and miss with outside of the zone, without velo. And the splitty has become that weapon for him.
He's been really, really good. And when you're focusing in on Sugano and Eflin, they're both giving the Orioles a chance to win every single time they go out there. Sugano has yet to allow more than three earned runs in any of his starts. Eflin hasn't allowed more than three earned runs in a game since coming over to Baltimore. That's 13 starts going back to last year. April's over. So Dean poor start to the season out of the way, and he's been really, really good over the past two starts. Look, Cade Povich, you're going to have to live with the good and the bad. And you can look back to his last start against Minnesota being the perfect example of that, where He was really, really good for five of those six innings and then really, really bad in that one inning, gave up five earned runs. So he's still chasing consistency. With how poor and horrid this starting rotation looked for the better part of the first month of the season, it looks like there's starting to be some light at the end of the tunnel there. And when you combine the fact when you're talking about the bullpen, Kittredge is going to be up here before the end of the month. So reinforcements coming on the way in the pen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're going to be nearing the tipping point here pretty soon where the time for excuses and mansplaining is over. And this team's either going to hit the ball or they're not. But, like, it's not going to be a great rotation.
No.
They're not going to lead the league in innings pitched from their starters by a long shot. It's still going to be probably average at best. But like, the idea that games are over in the second inning should be going away. So the idea that Brandon Hyde can make excuses for his hitters that, like, oh, well, we saw the other team hit all those home runs, and, oh, geez, it's just hard to get up. Like, all that's about to go away. And if the bats can lead them, I don't think the bats are leading them anywhere. If the bats can lead them, there's going to be no baloney around it. Like every single day, they're going to have a chance to lead this team out of the doldrums, and we're going to find out. And if they can't do it, I don't want to hear any excuses.
Well, just consider that. Average at best is exponentially better than we've seen because they've been at the bottom of the league in terms of ERA and WHIP and so many different statistical categories. Average at best is a huge...
But the argument's been made that that's what's been holding the hitters back.
Yes.
That's BS. It's complete and utter preposterous BS. And the Wizards and Warlocks, who really understand numbers, they know that the most. But that's what they're selling.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, hold them to that standard. If they're still scoring three runs or less four times a week, and now they're getting respectable starting pitching, maybe they don't have the hitting incubator they claim to have.
The other thing is, quietly, they're starting to be aggressive with moving some other pitchers in the system. Like, we're probably going to see Kyle Brenovich at some point. I saw that Herman was moved to Double A.
Braxton Bragg, talk to Thursday at Bowie, like Chesapeake.
Those guys. Well, it's in Bowie, but yeah. We're probably, like, this is going to be a new world for them, and that I think they're going to be more aggressive.
Because there's no there.
Yes, correct.
Trevor Rogers is a nothing burger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's like, he's off the IL.
McDermott's got a ways to go to be thought of at the major leagues, given how much time he missed. Like, Brandon Young's hurt again. So, like...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. They've got no choice. They don't have a lot of veteran, like, there's not a lot of guys in Norfolk who've started games in the major leagues before. Some teams have that at AAA. These guys, in terms of dudes who've spent most of their career outside of the system, these guys don't. So, and again, like, I hope Eflin can hit the post 10, 12 times in a row.
Yeah, he's already had two IL stints, and he came over here in August last year. So, durability.
What's he made? Like 14 starts? 13 starts with the Orioles?
Yesterday was 13. 14 if you want to count playoffs, but 13 regular season.
And he probably had no business making that start in the playoffs. But alas, that's neither here nor there. But it does seem like, at least for the time being, and with Dean Kramer, you just never know. Like,
it's what he is. Yeah, it's wild oscillation. It's variance. There's not a lot of middle ground with Dean Kramer.
But it feels like they have a chance more often than not to at least be league average in starting pitching, which, quite frankly, let's face it, they haven't been a lot early.
Well, the next step also will be, okay, if this thing stabilizes, then what are we doing with Gibby and Morton?
Mm-hmm. They can't both be here.
No. One of them can stay in the pen, not both. Not both.
I'm curious to see how that whole thing plays out because they're both making real money.
One's making,
but one's making 15, one's making eight. Well, and one making, what do you make, five?
Five and a half,
yeah. So, the guy making five might be better than the guy making 15. So then that's
especially if he's pitching out of the pen with regularity.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to watch, but at least we're starting to see some decent pitching from the Baltimore Orioles on most nights. Coming up next here on the program, something that Jason couldn't wait to talk about as he started to get into it in the open.
It's ridiculous.
Some necessary roughness. Enough of the attaboys from the Baltimore Oriole. The people doing the talking. We'll explain next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.